USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump said on Wednesday that progress was being made in talks with Mexico to stem the flow of migrants to the U.S. and would continue on Thursday. But unless an agreement can be reached, a 5% tariff on Mexican goods would begin on Monday. Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley says the rise in migrants is because of the president's rhetoric.
President Trump, you have kept saying you're going to seal the border. Every time you do that, the coyotes advertise and there's a surge. It's gone from 30 to 40,000 a month now to 150,000 a month because of you.
President Trump in Ireland.
The prime minister's done a fantastic job and we've become friends over the last fairly short period of time. And great relationship to Ireland, I think as good as it's ever been, maybe better.
Trump's visit comes between commemorations for the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. One event was Wednesday in England, the second Thursday in Normandy, France. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says his campaign staffers, who lifted language and used it without attribution in his climate change plan, have apologized.
Look, they made a mistake. They corrected it. They acknowledged it, and they let me know about it. And the outfits that, that some of the language came from are people who support the plan. So anyway, thank you.
Charges of plagiarism plagued Biden's presidential campaign in 1987, eventually leading to his dropping out of that race. The leader of the Mexico-based La Luz del Mundo Church, with branches in the U.S., has been charged in California with crimes involving human trafficking and child rape. California Attorney General Xavier Becerra's office said Tuesday that Nissan Joaquin Garcia and a 24-year-old female follower of the church were arrested Monday after landing at L.A. International Airport. Around 1,000 worshippers gathered at the headquarters of the church in Guadalajara to pray for Garcia as he was held in Los Angeles on $25 million bail. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The unexplained death of a couple has a man searching for some answers. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
A Texas couple is dead after contracting a mysterious illness in Fiji. Michelle and David Paul died last month after becoming severely ill while vacationing. Michelle's dad, Mark Canalog, says he still has questions about what happened.
Nobody can tell me, even the autopsy is done, nobody is telling me what was the cause of the death.
Other members of the family believe the government may be withholding information to avoid scaring off tourists.
A former Air Force service member currently in federal custody has been charged in a 25-year-old cold case in which a 9-year-old girl was sexually assaulted and murdered. Modern technology has allowed police in Missouri to unlock the 25-year-old case involving the brutal assault and murder of 9-year-old Angie Hausman. St. Charles County Prosecuting Attorney Tim Lomer.
We're going to get several more leads that might draw a connection between Earl Cox and someone close to Angie. What we know now is that other than being in a physical proximity of where Angie not only lived but where she was abducted, there's no direct connection.
The 9-year-old was found dead 9 days after she disappeared in November of 1993 in the St. Louis area. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler, Democrat from New York, is pushing ahead with his planned contempt vote against Attorney General William Barr. GOP Representative Doug Collins tells Fox News Nadler simply wants to subpoena everything that moves. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.